You did say something about you were in trouble with the FBI.
Oh.
Is that something that we should explore?
Well, it's not too serious, except that it brings to light two things. The man who was also involved is Saul Yeager. He was president of and helped organize, as did I, a Tulsa chapter of Southern Poverty Still Exists. But it's a national organization based on the problems of racial prejudice. The FBI had put the organization, unknownst to us, on its investigation list. At one point, while I was in my early practice as an associate with John Poe, a man came into the office. I was the only person in the office at that point. He asked to speak to my boss. I told him he was out of town. Anything I could do, I wanted to see if I could preserve whatever the purpose of the visit might be. And he said, well, I wanted to find out something, if I could, about Raymond Feldman. So I told him that was my name. Then he started asking me a variety of questions about myself. I told him and gave him full answers. I asked, if Mr. Poe had been here, would you have been speaking to him about me without my knowledge? He hesitated briefly and said, yes. So, you know, I gave him my own opinion about doing that. While the investigation continued, the organization had some problems locally, not nationally, but locally over its continuance, and Saul terminated his service as president and he folded.
So that's why they were investigating you, is because your association with that group.
With that group. Then I had a second. Later in my practice, as a successful practitioner, I had an audit of my tax return, a normal enough thing to do. The next year, I had an audit of my tax return, not particularly normal. The next year, I had an audit of my tax return. My position politically was a very positive one against Nixon, who was then president, and I believed, because it was rumored generally, that persons were having their personal tax returns audited if they were in open opposition to Nixon. I had five audits in a row.
President mm-hmm. Richard Nixon.
Yes.
And you had five audits in a row.
Yeah, and none since, ever. One thing was found in all of the audits. One thing was found, and that is that I'd received funds one year from Frisco Railroad, it was then called, when they merged with Burlington Northern. The dividend, as declared by the offices of the railroad company, were not taxable because of the certain circumstances involved. The government, in a lawsuit, found that tax was going to be owed. That was why I had to pay tax.
Were you in major opposition to Richard Nixon?
Or yes. I'm a strong Democrat.
How major in opposing the president were you to be put on a list to be audited?
No more present than any other verbal Democrat who's active in the Democratic Party. I've never even held an office in the local Democratic Party because I've not chosen to spend my time that way. I've had to buckle down and work at my desk pretty steadily through the years to be the lawyer that I was. It's a major reason why I stepped away from serving other than as a member of something that I believe in and making contributions financially to them and supporting Nancy in any and all of the things that she was interested in. The second big reason being that I enjoyed my work. Let me give Red Cross as an example, or any organization I was active in. I would immediately start getting moved to a presidential position. And I enjoyed my work in the committees in which I was working for that same cause because I had a specific direction as a committee that we were going to be taking, and I could hone in on that and get something done. as a chairman, it's not baby kissing, but it's being asked to chair meetings, go to things that keep me from, spend my time with that organization's activities, doing things that were not specific and, in my opinion, bringing some benefit to the community as a whole. As committees, you know, our actions came before the board as a whole. I was on the board, but I didn't have to spend time with all of the other things. I think anyone who served in an organization understands what I'm saying. Didn't like it.